there. This is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast. Mastering the Art of Being Yourself. Now, it may come as a surprise to some, but as an actor, you're most often expected to just be yourself. Come to think of it, this could be said of all manner of business, just maybe more so as an actor. The fact is, those casting are more interested in you being you. In fact, you're expected to be the most dynamic, comfortable, spontaneous you can be. Yeah, okay. This can come as something of a contradiction, especially after training, for 4 to 6 years to become someone else. Be yourself? Who the heck is that? Well, as actors, we're typically taught we're supposed to be everything. And certainly, that's the general consensus regarding acting as a profession. We're supposed to be versatile. And as well-versed in Shakespeare as Arthur Miller, as comfortable with comedy as with pathos, as skilled with sitcom as with stage. Well, for what it's worth, all of these tasks have their own rather steep degrees of difficulty and require a mastery that's not immediately intuitive to anyone. Yet we're told this is the definition of versatility and expected of all of us. Yeah, sure, no sweat. Well, as much as I love him, Shakespeare, frankly, God love you, he's not for everyone. I challenge you to sit through a few painful long hours of poorly performed productions of the Bard, and you'll likely come to the very same conclusion. Yet, there they are up on that stage, a gaggle of diehards who love hearing the rich text of Midsummer Night's Dream waft over the heads assembled in the local auditorium, as they have every July, someplace since time immemorial. And while most of these actors might be better cast in any other genre but this one, it does create an extraordinary effect on those daring souls up on that stage by challenging their all-too-coddled comfort zones. Think not? Try it sometime, little chicken. If you practice this, you are effectively conditioning yourself to play the moment. By doing so, you come to rely on your choices, impulses, and commitment to the cast you're immediately working with. It's quite the high wire act, I'll grant you. Not a simple feat by any stretch of the imagination. Perhaps it's because, by contrast, we will distinguish a significant difference in our desired performance. Perhaps that's who we really are, that terrified skydiver with our feet firmly planted on the boards. Perhaps by actively exposing ourselves to an unfamiliar performance style with full immersion, a style that's a good 180 degrees from how we see ourselves and what we're used to, is often where real creativity lies, at the edge of our comfort zone. It's most likely where you'll define yourself and your point of view within the story. Commit yourself to working with those who don't simply match your aesthetic and skill level, but honestly surpass you in your estimation. Don't know them yet? Seek them out. Challenge yourself well beyond your comfort zone, not just in performance, but in the field as well. They're equally important. I suppose it can go without saying, but mastering the art of being yourself as an actor, in business, and in life as a whole is an ongoing drive. To do so with the continued aim of excellence is the goal. This is how we establish our standards and ultimately defines what we become known for. Without standards, we become known for either not caring or simply settling, neither of which instills confidence, whether in ourselves or others in us. This is why, as actors, we continually train. Because if you're not working the muscle, it will atrophy, pure and simple. If you're not challenging your comfort zone, you're becoming complacent. Of course, at some point, we must stop tweaking, step back, and simply present. This is where the rubber hits the road, the testing of one's mettle, the ultimate delivery of everything we've prepared for up to this very moment. So goes coming into our own. In any worthwhile field of endeavor, acting or otherwise, it's what we do and dedicate ourselves to that defines us. its failing and weathering the stumbles with equal parts grace and guffaw. It's learning to trust ourselves, and by doing so, others come to trust us as well. It's about persevering with the intent mission to elevate any given situation we might find ourselves in. Make it your mission to continually problem solve, but stay in your lane to garner the greatest results. What are you responsible for? What do people expect of you? Handle those things extraordinarily well, and you will be the hero of the day, I promise you. These are the components that offer mastery of any subject. Why not the art of being ourselves? Isn't that the one overall goal in life anyway? If it's not yet, I recommend you scribble this one near the top of that to-do list. Almost everything hinges on it. Rest assured, the world loves you for being you more than anything else. After all, it wouldn't be the same place without you.
This is Kate McClanahan. This has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about VoiceOver and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.